We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara said that you can make Kiddush to Kol Hayom Kuli. If you have Kiddush to make Kiddush at night, you can make the whole day. Eisvei, Nesei Kash, not a Braisa. It says in the Braisa like this: Kovod Yoyim VeKovod Laila, Kovod Yoyim Kaidim. When you have good stuff, good things for your meals, good foods for your, for the meal, it's more important to have covered yoyim more than covered laila. And we talk a pasuk like this, and therefore that's why we have challenged by day, because you're supposed to have more covered by day than by night. When you have madanim, just leave the madanim. It says, I think the marshal, he says he needs to not eat fish Friday night and dafka Shabbos day, because you want to show Shabbos day is better. We have different things. We make a challenge by day, therefore to make the day more special. Look, it's covered yoyim, covered laila, covered yoyim koidim, the honor of Shabbos day, the meal has to be more chashiv. And if you only have one kais, only one cup of wine, then I'm love. Kiddush Hayoyim, because you Kiddush Hayoyim Kaidim. But when it comes to wine, what do? You do it for Kiddush, use it for Kiddush, which means use it for Friday night Kiddush. You don't use it for Shabbos day, because Kiddush Hayoyim is Kaidim, because Kiddush comes first. Kiddush Hayoyim Kaidim Kavod Yoyim comes before the honor of the day. The Kiddush is more important than the honoring the Suda more by day. That's the Brisa says. And the Kash is like this: if you're allowed to make Kiddush by day, just do both by day. Do the Suda by day and do the Kiddush by day. Wait till tomorrow and serve the special Suda tomorrow and have your the Kiddush tomorrow, the wine tomorrow. And like the Rashbam explains, even though the Kiddush is not mamash part of the Suda, but since it's covered Yoyim also, because before the Suda, so that should be, you can chap around both things. You chap around more the covered for day and do kiddush by day. So it must be you can't do kiddush at night. Can't do kiddush by day, only at night. That's what it must be. It's a kasha on the Amandi Amo. It says you can do kiddush the whole day. Amalei. So he answered him, no, it's not true. Really, Betzem, the covered yam is better. But kiddush is more important to do it right away. Why? Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, the mitzvah to do it at the right time, that's the most chavivas. Like we had before in the Gemara that says that hektor chalavim v'yavarim is kosher the whole night, and still on Shabbos, you really do it the whole night, matzah Shabbos, where you bring a carbon. But still, it's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos, you know, like it's kosher to do it at night, because it's mitzvah b'shaita is more chaviva. And therefore, to do kiddush at the right time is more chaviva than waiting for tomorrow. But they could do it tomorrow if you miss tonight, but still more chaviva do it right now. How can you say such a yisoid that chaviv mitzvah shaita? But tying him to the brayso, hanichnis lebeisay b'matzah Shabbos. Someone comes to his house matzah Shabbos, and he only has one cup of wine. He needs to wait, use it for benching, because he wants to have malka. He wants to bench on a cup of yayin, and he only has one cup. So what he does is he's going to eat the suda first and then make Avdallah. So it says, Tanya, nichas lebeis matzah Shabbos, and we have before ayin al eat before Avdallah. We spoke about Tosfos before. The Teretz is because since he only has one cup, so he's allowed to eat before Avdallah, even in this case. So nichas lebeis matzah Shabbos, when he benches, what he does like this, varach al yayin, he's varach al yayin, val ma'ar, and then the eish, val besamim, then besamim, it's like beis shamai, they make ma'ar first, va'ach ha'koyim Avdallah. Alakos. Then he says the Havdalah. Then he says the Havdalah. Afterwards, take the word Alakos, makes Havdalah. V'meile Alakos Echad. Menichoy ad la'acha ha'mazoin. You wait till after benching. So I already jumped the gun. Really, the beginning Brice just says, Mavarach ha'yayin ma'ar b'samim, they make Havdalah. That's the order. Going to Beis Shammai. V'meile Alakos Echad. Only one kois. Menichoy la'acha ha'mazoin. You wait till after benching. M'shalshlom kula achrav. And you make it all together. So the first halacha is you make Havdalah when you come home. If you don't only have one kais, you make it together with the benching and you do it all together. Moshav sukun la'achrov. The question is, l'chayri, you should make Havdalah right away before you eat, because it's chaviv mitzvah shaita. You should bench before, you should make Havdalah before the mazin, which is Shash Havdalah. And it could be the Gemara's kash just is in the order of the bracha, at least akaponim. You should make Havdalah before Mazim, before Berachas Mazim, because that's the more important time. Because you're telling me the reason why you make Havdalah first is because I wanted to eat the Suda and wanted to bench on a kais. Okay, but at least make the Havdalah before benching. Make Havdalah before benching, because that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So his question is, if you have Mitzvah B'Shaita, why by Havdalah don't you have that? Amalei, so this is Rav Nachman answering who said all these halachas. He tells him like this: I'm not a smart person. I'm not saying this midatoi, this yisoid. So if we will say each pshat of the Rashbam, first pshat of the Rashbam is saying this: that I'm not saying this myself. Chiv mitzvah shaita. I'm not a chachachim to say this myself. I'm not like a magid. I'm not saying from a gavri yichidah. I heard this from our Rabbeim. This is what I heard in yeshiva. This is everyone knows this thing. You asked me a question. So why by kiddush you have to make it right away? But shaita and avdala not. Shani lon bein elu yoyim elafugi yoyim. There's a difference between Shabbos when Shabbos is coming in, when it's leaving. Yuli yoyim when you're bringing in Shabbos. Kol kamba demaktvinu leodet. As the more you do it quicker, it's better because you mechavav Shabbos. You bring it in Shabbos. The quicker you do it, the better. That's the story. The quicker you do that, better. Masha Inkin, when Shabbos is leaving, so you keep Shabbos. The longer you leave, you keep Shabbos, the better. When Shabbos is leaving, you push it off as much as you could. That's why we say Vinoyam, much Shabbos. Push down Marv later, because you want to push off Shabbos. It shouldn't look like it's a pain in the neck. You should run to Dav Marv at 20 minutes after Shkia, because you're running off Shabbos. Shabbos is special. Keep Shabbos longer. The longer you wait, the better it is. The same thing with Avdolah. The longer you wait, the better. So therefore, it's not a kasha. Chaviv mitzvah shaita. But here, the chaviv is to keep it longer, and therefore it's not a kasha from Avdolah. That's one pshah in the Rashbam, what it means. The second pshah in the Rashbam is that he was saying that this sugya of kiddush, I learned very well. And I mamish covered all the bases. And I learned it from my rabbeim. And I know that you let him make kiddush the whole day. And that's what he said. I have kasha, I'll tell you teres the kasha. And that's how you read the Gemara. More than he's saying that I know the kiddush could be made the whole day. That's the other way to learn Rashbam. But either way, the pshat is saying, I learned this from my rabbeim. I have kasha, chaviva mitzvah shaita, have a teres for that. Now we have in this braisa, this halachos of Avdala, and the Gemara says, you see from here, 8 different halachos. And we'll see twice as a kasha, it could be a 9th. But it's 8 different halachos you see from this braisa. So the Gemara, Shmami no miya ha masnito, you learn from this braisa, tamni, 8 different yisoidis. And which is a machlekes in all the places, and here you see we pass like that. Shmami no ha mavdil betvila, tzarech javla kais. First we see that even if you make Avdala betvila, you have to make Avdala on a kais. We had a machlekes in Mesechus Brachas, if you make Avdala betvila, do you have to make Avdala on a kais? You see for me, you have to make Avdala on a kais. I can ask me, who said he davened? So Rashbam speaks out, the stambri odom avdilim betvila. Taisus speaks out also the same type of kasha. Taisus ends off Taisus the Maskel, the second Shema Minah. Taisus says, "So the Roy Bnei Adam Avdilim Tefila." And therefore, here it's saying you have to Mavdol Kais. It sounds like even from Mavdol Tefila, you have to Mavdol Kais. And another Shema Minah, Shema Minah, Bracha Tuna Kais. You see that benching needs a Kais because you see you wait, you eat first, and then you wait to make Avdol after the Suda. Obviously, a benching needs a Kais, which is also a Machloikis a Bracha Tuna Kais. You see from here, even a Yochid need a Kais. If you look at Taisus, the third Shema Minah, it says Ksas Mashma that Philo be Yochid Tuna Kais. Even though someone's benching the Yochid makes a Kais because Anichnas here is bright it sounds like you went in Yechidi. But he throws in Viter in the middle of Taisvis, Va Oilam ain't noyigin levarach berachas avaz malakais ella begimel. My said, the minig oilam is only to bench alakais with 3 people. And I in the Shulchan Aruch to see what the halacha lemais is, but the mitzvah of mochur is definitely to bench the kais when you have 3 people. So second Shema Minah is a bracha tuna kais. Shema Minah, kais shal bracha tzvich ashir. You see from here, kais shal bracha needs a shir, because it didn't need a shir. So then just use it, split it up into 2, and have 1 ounce for Avdallah, and 1 ounce for benching. So you see, no, it needs a shir. That's really the third Shema Minah. Another Shema Minah, ha-mavarech tzarech shiyotayim, that the one who makes a bracha has to taste it. Because if not, just make Avdallah on the kais, don't drink it, and then save a benching and drink it later. So you see, if you make Avdallah, you have to drink. And this is the story we said over from Mashal Shodos last time. When you make something on a kais, if you don't taste it, that's not the way to do it. So by Shal Shodos, if you bench on a kais, you don't let them drink in the kais, it's useless. You have to b'varach tzarech shiyotayim. V'shma minah, tamei pagma, you also see that if you taste it, it's pagum. And so right now, like Tosis explains, the Gemara thinks that you have like 1.5 revias. So what's the big deal? Make a kais on revias, drink right revias, and then use the rest for the next thing. Teretz is, once you taste from the kais, it's pagamit. That's another Shema Minah. But Shema Minah, ta'am mavdil. You also see from here that even though you ate already, you still have to make Avdallah. There's a tzad in the Gemara Amabez, Kuvav Amabez, that if someone ate already, you can't make Avdallah anymore. So you see from here, even though he ate already, he still can make Avdallah. You see, you can make two kedushos, havdalah and berachas avos, one kais when you only have one kais, even though it's mitzvos chavilos chavilos, you could do that. And you see, it's going to Beis Shammai, but leave the Rabbi Yehuda. Going to Beis Shammai, leave the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the order is that you make they do first yayin and ma'ara and besamim like we had before the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Kavdal and Aleph and Pshat and Beis Shammai. The first Pshat and Beis Shammai was actually Kav Gimel and Aleph. That the Gemara said Beis Shammai ner umazoin besamim vahavdala. And that was Rab Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agreed that Mazon is first and Avdol is last. And Machlokes says Ma'ar and Besamim. Beshamim says Ma'ar is first and after is Besamim. So this is going to Beshamim Yehuda. So what's the eight? The eight is like this. Hamavdol Tfilas Harach Shuyavdol Al-Kais. Bracha Tuna Kais means benching is a Kais. Kais of Bracha needs a Shir. Hamavarach Tzarach Shuyitoim. Tamay Pagmoy. Tam Mavdol is six. Shemamina Beis Kushish Al-Kais. Echad is seven and Beshamim. Frank Tyson's have another Shmamina. That you're allowed to eat before Avdol, we only have one kais. That's a very important Shmamina. Tyson's on top of Kofayim Beis, that's Tema. That you're allowed to eat only have one kais. That should be a Chiddush. And Tyson's basically blives Shvel on that Kasha. That's another one. So let's just learn one more Gemara. Rav Ashi Yama, Tamay Pagma, Kosha Bracha, Tzvichashir, really Chod Milsi, is one thing. The Hachakam, because they only have a Revias here. So Hachakam, my time with Tamay Pagma, why is it Tam Pagam? Mishum Kosha Bracha Tarakshir, you need a Shir, and if you taste it, you're not going to have a Revias. There's no raya from here that there's a halacha of pogum. Because maybe where you can't taste it is because you're not going to have enough. But not because of dim pogum. And what Tosfos speaks out, second Tosfos, is of course he agrees to the idea of pogum. Rav Ashi loy pog Tosfos, second top Tosfos. Rav Ashi loy pog amaroy de samach ve isle shapir tamay pogmoy. He's just saying, but here it's not a raya. Because maybe here it's less than a shir. The Rashbam has a mashmoyis that maybe he argues on the din pogum. But Kapon is saying it's not a raya. It's only seven shemaminos. And Miyat Shem, the next shir, will continue with the sugya of pogum.